This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat. And the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame, this brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Bring it around your head and down around your entire body, and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never-ending, reaching high into the heavens, connecting you to the crystalline energetic structure above the Earth and onward to the galactic central sun. So now we say, Thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tool of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. By the power and might of a thousand suns, we thank thee it is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing as you take several deep cleansing breaths. Just focus on relaxing now and letting go, becoming more and more centered within yourself. Take a deep breath now, breathing in through your nose. Breathe in light. And exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Just focus on letting go of the outside world and moving more and more into yourself. Take a deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now, as you continue to breathe like that, I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And with each descending number, just let yourself fall a little deeper into relaxation, a little deeper into yourself. Again, just letting the outside world just drift away. 5. 4. Three, going deeper and deeper. 2, deeper still. And 1, completely relaxed, fully and deeply within yourself. Now, place your attention in your etheric body and become aware of the 9 chakra centers that have become awakened and reawakened within all of you. And focus on the alignment of those chakras up along your spinal cord, from your soul, Earth Star chakra just below your feet, all the way up through the top of your head and above your head to the Soul Star chakra. And all of those chakras in alignment and with their respective colors. And it is not so much the color itself, but the intensity of the color that matters. For as you raise the intensity of the color in each chakra, you raise the vibrational frequency within that chakra. And as each chakra is associated with a gland in your body, then that gland is also increases in vibrational frequency. And it is all about bringing balance. So as vibrational frequency increases, then there can only be that of balance. Balance only occurs when the vibrational frequency is low and there is the out of balance situation that occurs when frequency is out of tune, in other words. So focus now on the Earth Star chakra just below your feet and see that as a deep, deep earth brown color. But again, raise the vibrational frequency of that color. Focus on that. And that as your grounding point to Gaia. It is not your feet, per se, that are the grounding point to Gaia. It is the Earth Star chakra just below your feet that is that grounding point. Now moving up to your root chakra, deep ruby red color, bright, bright ruby red. The next, orange, brilliant, bright orange. To the solar plexus area, bright, brilliant yellow. The heart chakra, the midpoint between the four upper chakras and the four lower chakras, deep blue green. The high heart center, which has also become reactivated, magenta. The chakra at the throat area, sky blue. The middle of the forehead, the third eye center, purple or indigo. And the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then finally, the soul star chakra above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, if you've raised all of these chakra centers to the highest vibration you can, then begin to merge all of these chakras together, bringing them all together into the soul star chakra. And this now becoming your Merkaba light vehicle, your Merkaba, your light body. But for our purposes, a vehicle of travel, travel outside of the physical body. Many people, when they astral travel, when they leave their physical body, they go out through the third chakra. This is not the best way. So as you merge all of your chakras into this soul star chakra, and move your conscious knowing self into that light body or into that Merkaba light vehicle now, and imagine it or see it as a three-dimensional six-pointed star and a vehicle of travel. And find yourself in it now and feel the vibration all around you. As you begin to float up now, leaving your physical body behind, and see your physical body falling below you as you move upward. Get that sense of both being connected to the physical body, but yet separate from it now as you move away from it. Higher and higher, up through the roof of the building, wherever you are, up into the sky, through the clouds, and all the way up past the Earth's atmosphere, where you then become aware of all of the millions of ships, the planets of the solar system, the solar sun, and particularly become aware of the consciousness that is here, the consciousness of all of the beings in the ships themselves, the consciousness of the planets, the consciousness even within the air itself. And as you focus back down to the earth, to Gaia, see that violet flame that you expanded in the early part of your meditation, and see it expanding further and further out from your physical body, first engulfing your physical body, and as it engulfs your physical body, see it purging out all the old programming that is no longer needed within you. All the old past, the history, all of that is no longer needed at this point, particularly the programming, the third dimensional illusionary programming. Know that you are moving beyond all of that. And as you purge it out, know that it is burning away once and for all. And as fire purges out the old that is no longer needed, there is always the rebirth. So the new programming coming in, the new programming that is coming from higher dimensional frequency, higher vibrational frequency, and see that violet flame now expanding and expanding further and further and further out. And as your viewpoint is from high above the earth, see that violet flame now expanding and engulfing villages and towns and cities and states and provinces and countries, oceans, continents. And just as the violet flame purges out the old programming within you, also the violet flame now purges out the old programming throughout the entire planet, all around the world. Particularly the third dimensional illusionary programming. See it all being purged away. And then the new world of Gaia, or the new golden age of Gaia, coming through now. And see the revealing that occurs and will occur and is in the process of occurring now. The revealing of truths everywhere that are coming forward. Truths about your history. Truths about all that has been going on behind the scenes for quite some time now. Truths that are coming forward everywhere. The so-called dominoes beginning to fall, and the larger and larger dominoes falling. See all of this happening now within the time and space of right now, in the moment. See it happening. And see people everywhere beginning more and more to ask those questions that all of you have already asked previously and have been receiving the answers for. Those questions being, who am I? What am I here for? What is this all about? What are we doing here? Where is this all going? All of those questions that you have already asked and received answers for. And now, your brothers and sisters across the planet now asking those same questions and receiving answers. Those that are asleep becoming awakened. Those that refuse the light now becoming consumed by the light and taken away from this planet. Just for a moment now, use your own visualization, your own imagination, and begin to perceive however it is you want creation to be, how you want life moving forward to be, and make it your creation. But know that as you are creating, so are all of the rest of you creating, creating one vision, coming together as one. keeping this vision in your mind and bringing it back with you, this creative vision and this creative ability that you have to manifest whatever it is that you want in your life moving forward. From this moment on, create. Create your new vision. And bring it back with you now. Back to your physical body. Come back in your light body, your Merkaba light vehicle. Merge back into your physical form. But bringing the high vibrational frequency and the visualization, the creative visualization that you had, bring it back in with you. And then know that once created within your mind, it then begins to move toward manifestation. And the more that you visualize it, whatever it was, the more that you visualize it, the more it will move to full manifestation within your personal life as well as the collective lives. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Saint Germain. And I come at this time to ask a question. Ask a question of all of you. And that question is, are you enjoying the show? Are you enjoying the movie? The scripted events that are in process. And yes, indeed, they are scripted. For the universal plan is just that, universal. And has been a plan that has been in the works for a long time now. Not only for this country, the United States for America, but for the entire world, the entire planet is a part of this plan. And it is in process. And it is coming closer and closer to full revealings coming forward. And yes, I speak now of your republic of the United States for America, as well as how it relates to the entire world population coming together as one because of the Constitution within this country. And the continuing of that constitution throughout the planet. This country, the United States for America, not of America, but for America, is the catalyst. It was the catalyst when I began in the Declaration of Independence, where I had a large part in playing the role to bring about that declaration, to bring about the Constitution, to bring about the Bill of Rights, all of this. And all of this is coming to fruition now. Finally, after all of these hundreds of years coming together. But it is not just hundreds of years, it has been thousands of years here on the Earth, where this third dimensional illusion has held sway all of this time. But it is coming to an end. I will not use the term soon, but know that the full revealing is very close now. The full revealing that you have all been waiting for, looking for, where you would indeed see the end of this movie and the beginning of the new reality that is yours, yours as a destiny, as again part of the great universal plan for this world and for many worlds beyond, for many galaxies beyond. So much is happening here, right at this moment, to be the catalyst for the entire solar system and galaxy, to bring light everywhere, and to see the darkness recede everywhere. This is the promise that was made to you so long ago in that great conclave where you all found yourselves volunteering to be here. The promise that was made to you at that time that if you persevere, that you will come and be here at the moment when all is revealed, when all truth comes forward, when indeed the end of the movie is shown for what it is, what it has been. But know that as you watch this movie, know that all is certainly not as it seems. Many of you, even those of you that are awakened at this point, will be shocked by much of the revealings coming forward. And if you can just imagine how so many others across the planet that have not awakened yet, how they will be shocked even more, so much more. The great revealing. That is the way you need to look at this from this point on, in this month that you are approaching now, and several months moving beyond that. The great revealing is coming. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. And that you continue to indeed watch this as a show, a movie playing out. Do not become involved in it, attached to it. Always continue to find yourself becoming unattached to everything that is part of the third dimensional illusion. Om Mani Padme Om, Om Mani Padme Om, Om Om. Greetings to one who serves here, and we are here. We the one who serves, a collective that we are, as well as Shoshana is here, and we are ready to assist you and continue to guide you along the way here, and to answer your questions now if you have them.
I have a question.
Okay, well, I have a question.
Yes, we hear you here, yes.
Oh, okay, we were talking in our discussion about the hero whistleblower, Julian Assange. Can you shed some light on what really happened? Did he die in prison? Did a double die in prison? Was he released from prison? Could you shed some light for us about Julian Assange?
Gundus, dear one, you want answers that we cannot at this point give you because, as we say many times, it would spoil the surprise. But even more than that, it is not the time yet for that, but it is coming. It is part of the great reveal, as Germain has given here. And there is so much more of this revealing coming forward. You are going to be amazed in the next days, weeks, and months how much has been hidden from your eyes, so much that has been kept behind the scenes, but not for much longer, we will say. Shoshana, would you have other perspective, or maybe you can give more here?
We will share. Dear sister, may we share?
Thank you, yes.
Dear sister, there are many illusions taking place in this third dimensional realm. There are many misdirections, you see, because there is a goal to eradicate darkness, to eradicate evil. That is the goal, you see. So when you observe such a happening, like this dear man being what you think is released from what you think is prison, you must take into consideration the illusion. What was the goal, you see? We would love to tell you the entire story, but we cannot. We must tell you to rely on your own intuition, on your own understanding, on your own revealing. Because what you feel in your heart and what has been revealed to you as a conscious knowing being is the truth for you, you see. Namaste.
Very good. And the other question, the other one that had a question, Thomas?
Yes. I just have one main question for everything. And that question is, why? Why all the secrecy? Why all the stuff happening in the back rooms, as people say? Why is everything not in the open? And is this sort of like the second revolution for the United States for America? I'm just wondering. Why? I know it's worldwide, but why is this all secret?
We will tell you that the reason that it is being kept as a secret, as you say, clandestine, as you might also say, is because there is so much that cannot yet at this point be revealed. It must be held back. It is part of the plan. Because you see, people everywhere are not as awakened as you are. And in many cases are still quite somewhat asleep. And to bring all of this out at once would completely shock their nervous systems. And that cannot be allowed to happen. So it must be given in small helpings here and there, as it can be. But we will tell you that you are coming to a point here where the why is going to be answered very shortly here, and continue to be answered. One thing after another, after another. These so-called dominoes are very close here to beginning to fall. All the way this time, not just one or two here and there, but all of them. And once it begins, there will be no stopping it. It is as an avalanche coming down the mountain. Nothing can stop it, you see. So that is what you are approaching here. And the idea of the United States for America, the new republic, that is also fast coming into fruition here to coincide with worldwide plans as well. Not just here in this country, but worldwide. Freedom is at hand, we will say here. And the end of the third dimensional illusion is fast coming to a close here.
Yay.
Shoshana, do you have something you add?
We do. If this brother wishes for our perspective here, do you wish for our perspective?
I definitely do, and I'm just tired of the waiting.
Dear brother, here is the reality. The planet that you live on does not have the spiritual maturity or the emotional maturity to truly handle the truth, you see. Even those that are on the call question their own sense, their own intuition, their own knowing. We must explain this, that the realm that you are living on is a delusion and an illusion, because those that participate do not have the capacity to know the truth, you see. That is why there are a handful that manage the white hats, and there are a handful that manage the activities of the cabal. Because the majority that walks around on this planet are highly hypnotized, highly programmed, you see. So if you told them the truth, they wouldn't even believe it anyway. They would not believe what they are hearing. Often, you will find this. You will speak to those in your circle that are asleep, and you will tell them what you know, and they will think you are a nut job, you see, because they are not awake. So you must understand that the secrecy, the hush-hush, the management that is going on your planet is for the good of those that are asleep, as they could not handle it. So you must just wait, you see, and focus on your spiritual maturity. Focus on your emotional maturity. What you need to do to elevate in consciousness, because anything else outside of you is irrelevant. Namaste.
And we would add here, think for a moment about the millions of those that believe in the Catholic religion, the Pope, the Vatican, all of this.
The billions.
The billions, yes. Yes, you are correct. Not the millions, but the billions that believe in this, and how they are going to be so completely, utterly shocked when they hear of the truth that has been behind this nefarious organization for so long. For thousands of years here, we will say.
Mm-hmm.
So just think about that as it will come forward, and what that would have, how that would interfere with their understandings and their beliefs for so long. And all the other religions as well. Just think about it, how so much has been held back. And it has been held back for a reason. And you will understand here as we move forward more and more. So the why is going to be answered. We are ready for our next question, if there is.
I have a question.
Yes.
Somebody passed around an article a couple of weeks ago, I think, about the earplugs that people use. I have to listen to music and so on. When you're on your phone, they're wireless, and it the article was saying they're pretty bad for you. Is that correct?
Shoshana, would you care to answer this?
We can share. To what do you believe that these are bad for you? What is the idea behind these being harmful?
Good question. I don't remember exactly. It's something to do with electronical pulsations or so on affecting the brain. But whoever said the article, I'm sorry, I don't remember who, they would know better. But I was also thinking that perhaps, well, when I had heard it before with wireless, the ones with the wires, I thought, well, it's because you're connected to the whole internet. And I thought, well, maybe that's a good thing. We could send out positive energy. So does it depend on our belief if it's good for us or not?
Dear sister, it is absolutely true that you manifest what you believe. That is why those that have a disease such as your cancer will go to their doctor, and their doctor will say, you will be dead in 3 months. And they are dead in 3 months. And then there are those that go to their doctor, and the doctor says, you will be dead in 3 months, and they live for 20 years beyond, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You are in control. We will tell you, though, that the proper way to hear things, to listen, especially to music, is the proper hertz that you have been told, and listening in a room that can vibrate the sound. That is the proper way, because then your heart and your organs and your brain receive the full effect of what the music was intended to do for you, to uplift you, you see. The good music. There's bad music, but the good music. So when you place an earbud, from a metaphysical standpoint, when you place this inside your ear, you limit the ability for your body, for your soul, for your mind to accept the vibrations of the music, of the beauty, of the upliftment that occurs when you listen, you see. So in that respect, we don't suggest earbuds or ways to plug up your ears, because it limits your experience. That is all, you see. But as far as the internet is concerned and the frequencies that are all around you, we tell everyone to get out of the cities, to find rural environments, because all the plants and trees and beauty that surround you in a rural environment absorbs that frequency and spits it out so that it does not affect you, you see. It is the city. It is the negativity. It is the bad thinking. It is the drug addiction. It is the alcoholism. It is all those things that affect the frequency and vibration of the city that occurs to bring the being down. Now, you've been told many times that keep your vibration high. And yes, that will also help you to bounce these frequencies off of you, to stay in high vibration, to stay in the love vibration, to stay in the God vibration. But just sometimes there's so much occurring that it even breaks down the being that has the greatest love, you see. That is what we have to share. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be any other questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
A little bit at random, I guess, but it's, you know, a lot of truths are coming out. I've seen, what just seems to have really popped up in the last couple of weeks, is a lot of, you know, truthers or folks out there have been saying that they have found what appears to be that sort of the petrified remains of dragons. Now, all these ones that have come forward recently have shown that mountain ranges, I mean, I'm just going to give an example, that there's a very large one down by the tip of South America. And if you look at Google Earth, it does certainly look like a dragon. However, my question is that true? Are those sort of remains, or however you want to call that, of the dragons? And I mean, I guess the surprising part for me is how big they are, because the one at the tip of South America is like the size of a continent, it seems like. But I just want to ask if there's any truth to that, or if that's some people stretching a little bit. I don't know.
We would say here that there is a little bit of both here. There is the stretching, as you are saying, but there is also the truth to those of the myths that you have had that have been kept from you in terms of the real truths behind all of this. Yes, indeed, there were dragons. Yes, indeed, there are dragons. And many other mythical creatures that you have heard about in your stories and these types of things, but they have been told to you that it is your imagination, or it is just simply a story told to children and these types of things. And there is so much more to all of this, and this is going to become part of this great revealing that is going to come forward, where your full history is going to come forward. And these things, the elementals, the Devic evolution, sprites and elves and all of these things, dragons included, are going to become a part of the reality, not so much the myths anymore. Shoshana,
yes.
We will add, may we share, dear brother?
Absolutely.
Dear brother, what is behind your question?
I honestly wanted to know if the dragons were that big. I know the dragons exist. That's not really the question. The question was, I didn't realize if it's true, at least what I saw in these videos, that they were that large. And it's really curiosity more than anything.
So we will say that is not true. That there was no dragon the size of a continent. There, however, were very large beings that embodied the dragon consciousness, because the beings that rode these dragons were very large. There were very large humans at one point. You are a runt compared to the size of the humans that used to traverse the planet Earth, you see. So we will tell you that it is interesting that you asked these questions, and what really you just needed to know that there was the size, the truth. We will tell you also that there are so many bones and carcasses and heads that reveal the truth that have been hidden from you right under the Smithsonian. They are buried there. They are buried in riverbeds, you see. So until man's consciousness elevates to the idea that all can be revealed, then it will be a drip here and a drip there, you see. But no, there is no being the size of a continent. Namaste.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, it really came up in the context of all the revealing that's been happening with the giants and the civilizations that's preceded us. That's it. So thank you very much.
Yes. Namaste.
Good. Are there any further questions? Then
may I offer the email question?
Oh, yes. Yes, we were just going to ask for that.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. So someone wrote in asking about the Muslim religion, and there are examples of sacrifice. This person is asking, you know, why this is happening and who began it or how it began. If you could explain that for us. Thank you.
We'll tell you that not only the Muslim religion, but all religions are man-made. They were thought up, you might say, to answer questions that they had that they could not answer. So they created these various religions, but more for control than anything else. And part of the Muslim religion, we will say here, has been an offshoot into other directions, dark directions here, in terms of, yes, sacrifice, animal and other sacrifice. And we will say, though, that it is not certainly the spiritual God force way here. And all of this will come forward, again, as part of the great revealing that will be coming forward as to the religions of the world here, all being man-made, and coming to one realization, the one realization of the God source within each and every one. All of those that move forward into the higher dimensional frequencies, the higher fourth and fifth dimension, will come to this understanding that all are one, and one is God, and God is one. So, do not be concerned about if you are in a specific religion, if you follow certain guidelines within those religions. Just know, be who you are. Be who you are, and do not become involved in the various aspects of the man-made parts of these religions. That's just what we will say here on this. Shoshana, do you have anything you add?
We could add a mountain of information to this. We will affirm that the religions that were written were based on ancient writings, but were perverted by the duality that you live in. They were perverted and infiltrated by man. So man, yes, indeed, wrote the ancient writings, but much of it was pure of heart, you see. So what each being must do, as one who serves has aptly given, is to wash it through their heart and decide if it is appropriate for you. You can follow any religion you wish to follow. You can sacrifice a lamb. But does it feel good? Does it feel in your heart that this is appropriate, you see? We will also go back to the original Essenes. The original Essenes that lived as part of the Jewish faith were much different, you see. They were pure of heart. And your one Yeshua came from that tribe, came from the Essenes. And the Jewish religion that was infiltrated by the duality and perversion of man began to sacrifice animals. The Essenes would never do that. And they were the original, what you would call, Jews. They were purists. They were vegetarians. They would not touch an animal. They revered all life, you see. So you must see in the Muslim religion, as one who serves has given, has been perverted. So you must not follow the perversions of a religion that you know is an evil thing. Namaste.
Very good. And we are done for the time. Shoshana, do you have a parting message?
We will say that which has been given in the creation reading, there are many hints. There are many things that one must ponder. And it is important now to be the ones that channel God, that channel the beauty, that channel the love, that channel the goodness of your creator, of your source, that you would become the gods you were meant to be so that the planet can be uplifted. You are the way showers. You may not wish for that to be. You are the star seeds. And now, activate your missions. Activate them fully and become the God's walking, the God consciousness, the love consciousness that will pervade the earth, that will encompass your planet. That is how ascension occurs. Namaste.
Very good. And we would simply say here, get ready, because the great revealing is close at hand. Shanti, peace be with you, either one.